What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Today is, Sunday, May 17th. I'm just going to get right into it, man. The Tekashi effect. So, as you know, Tekashi 6ix9ine is out of jail. You know, I predicted this several podcasts ago. He's out of jail. He got out of jail, snitched on everybody, and now Tekashi 6ix9ine is number one on the charts, which I predicted. I knew this shit was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. Not only is he number one on the charts, he's talking shit about being a snitch. He's accepted that. He's harnessed the fact of what you're going to say about him. He's harnessed that power of being a rat, a snitch. He accepts that. He's like taunting people online, trolling people, posting memes of him as a little mouse, of him pointing to the police. And I knew this would happen. I knew this was happening. Tekashi's 25 years old. Now, I don't condone what he did. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a street guy, no shit like that. And that's for reasons, because I'm not, you know, I'm not cut from that kind of cloth, number one. And number two, you know, I don't want to take on some shit that I'm not capable of executing. You know what I mean? So, because if you a street nigga, you got to do them 30. You just got to do them 30. Now, that's just how I think about it, being 43 years of age. That's how, you know, I was raised. You know, that's just in you. But times are quite different in 2020. And furthermore, you know, it goes back to that old saying, like, it's no honor amongst thieves. And even guys that's in the streets, they not about to do 40 and 50 years. And, you know, they family is, you think you gonna sink their family and try to kill their mama? They gonna tell. The whole game is designed, when you in street culture and street life, you in a lose situation. You know what I'm saying? It's no winning in that shit. You just can't win. You know what I mean? Well, most people can't. It's a very small percentage. And even the ones that's winning, like the karma and shit you got to deal with from that. But like, we in just such different times, like, And to get back with Tekashi, see, the thing is this. Entertainment and the streets, they have always coexisted, but most of the rappers, a huge percentage of them have been lying. You know what I'm saying? A huge percentage of them are rapping about what they cousin did or they brother did. None of them have really lived that life. But you know what I'm saying? We've continuously purchased their albums. You know, you still buy the albums because you just want to hear the music. So fast forward. Now, here we are in 2020 with Tekashi. The kids don't care. This boy doing Super Bowl numbers on YouTube from the kids. You know, Tekashi look like a little clown. He got the rainbow hair. He talk his shit. He a little dude. The kids are into this guy, man. They don't give a damn. Right now, if we didn't have this pandemic, Tekashi could start touring and make hundreds of millions of dollars and not even do the United States. Straight up. So all the rappers, all the older rappers are up in arms about this guy. Right? They mad. But it's no reason, like, you know, like, I saw Snoop say something, Meek, all of them. And I get it because, you know, cut from a different cloth. He a rat. But to me, it's like they falling into a trap. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're an older rapper. You know, when you're 30-something in the rap game, I think you're old. You know what I mean? And this me being 43, I'm just saying, like, I think your base kind of grows up. So, like, if you're a 35, 36-year-old rapper, nigga, your fan base, like, if you started in your teens, you know, in your teens is probably when you started, like, you had so much more in common with your fan base. So, you know, you got niggas running around, jumping up and down, doing, you know, whatever. But then as your fan base ages, their priorities change. You know what I'm saying? It goes from I'm a street nigga to now I'm a family man. I got bills. I got to get a new water heater. It's other shit on their mind. So when you grow as a rapper in hip hop, you know, you kind of phase out. And then the only ones that's the last of like the truly elite, and that's like, shit, fucking Jay-Z, like, you know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, the only, like, it's a very tiny, tiny number, man. Very small number. So with all these older guys, they don't realize that giving Tekashi attention and being mad about him and showing that shit online, dude, y'all are making yourselves look really old, and these kids could give two... They could give two fucks. They don't care. They don't care he snitched. They are still listening to that boy's music. Right now, if there was no coronavirus, I think this nigga could sell out a goddamn football stadium and do a song about snitching and who he snitched on. And I find it rather ironic that with the energy that a lot of these guys have, why don't you guys have this energy with the killers of Ahmaud Arbery, with the killers of Trayvon Martin, with the killers of all the black people that have been just murdered and shot down in the streets by a dog, like a fucking dog or animal? They don't seem to have the same energy. They don't seem to have the same outrage. But to be worried about this boy, who, yes, he did snitch, who has rainbow fucking hair, and who runs around with diamonds and shit in his teeth, it's beyond me. I don't get it. I just don't get it, man. So to all the older rappers, leave that shit alone. Don't pay him. You ain't gotta paying him attention is the worst thing you could do. Because, I mean, this nigga like sucks. Like, put attention is power now. So attention is the money. So if you got a Meek Mill talking about you, you got a Snoop talking about you, good or bad, you win off the attention. It's just like, don't mention, dude. You know what I'm saying? Just let it go, because the kids don't give a fuck. And like, if you an old ass man, you know, kids move like a school of fish. They don't care. And then too, I would hope that the positive thing that could come out of this whole Tekashi 6ix9ine thing is showing people the streets aren't real. They're not real. There's no honor amongst thieves. When you get into that life, that nigga you dealing with or doing dirt with, he's gonna tell on you. Or you are probably gonna tell on him. So you just have to be prepared for the consequences of your actions. Like, this is what's gonna happen. You either gonna die or go to fucking jail. Straight up. It's no in between. You gonna die, go to jail, and your man gonna tell, and that's just what it is. So you, to me, it would seem that most people would want to avoid that street life, and hopefully the kids now can avoid it. I mean, cause just leave that shit alone altogether. So that is my take, and this is the Tekashi effect. And then, another thing with Tekashi, you know, people shitting on his music, whatever, you don't need talent to make it in this industry anymore. You really don't. I think all you need to do is be consistent, putting shit out, videos, staying in front of people. That's all you got to do. That's all that matters. And whatever motherfucker get the most attention wins. And most of the rappers that even come at this dude, even though you mad, to the general public, it looks like you're clout chasing, because you see the attention he's getting and you want to capitalize off some of it. So it's just a different game. And that's my take, the Tekashi effect. This has been another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show Podcast. I'm out.